From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Barack Obama says that America is not as divided as some have suggested. Speaking at the NATO summit in Warsaw, Mr. Obama said that he acknowledges it has been a very tough week for the United States, but the Dallas sniper is not representative of America or Americans.
The demented individual who carried out those attacks in Dallas, he's no more representative of African Americans than the shooter in Charleston was representative of white Americans, or the shooter in Orlando or San Bernardino were representative of Muslim Americans.
The president said that Americans of all races and backgrounds are rightly outraged by the deadly attack on Dallas police officers and rightly saddened and angered by fatal police shootings of two black men in Louisiana and Minnesota. The president will cut short his European trip and return home Sunday. He plans to visit Dallas, Texas, next week. Leaders gathered at the NATO summit in Warsaw have pledged to continue training Afghan security forces into 2017 and to provide nearly $1 billion each year to support Afghan forces through 2020. Together with contributions from the United States, the Western Alliance will continue to provide around $4.5 billion each year for Afghan security. The United States recently announced that it will slow its withdrawal of troops, keeping 8,400 in Afghanistan through the end of President Barack Obama's presidency in early 2017. This is VOA News. NATO's military operations commander says North Korea's latest missile test is a serious threat to the Pacific region and the world. U.S. General Curtis M. Scarparotti, NATO's supreme allied commander in Europe, said that the Kim Jong-un regime continues to work on its ballistic missile capability and is getting better and working out its problems. The North conducted a submarine missile launch late Friday off the coast of the port city of Sinpo. Initial indications show the missile apparently fell over the Sea of Japan, and the U.S. Strategic Command said that it tracked the launch. South Korea's Yonhap News Agency said the missile's engine ignited but exploded about 10 kilometers into the air. Iraq's military says that its forces recaptured two villages in Anbar province from the so-called Islamic State group Friday. A combination of Iraqi army and counterterrorism forces took the villages of Al-Burisha and Tway, north of Ramadi. The attack was part of a wider offensive by Iraqi forces against Islamic State militants who took control of large parts of Iraq 2 years ago but have been suffering battlefield losses recently. Iraqi forces recently recaptured Fallujah from the militants. South Sudan marked its fifth year of independence Saturday with tension after gunfights broke out in the capital city Juba on Friday. At least 115 people are reported killed in the fighting. Some reports have the death toll as high as 150. The fighting was reportedly sparked by a clash between bodyguards for President Salva Kiir and his rival-turned-vice president Riek Machar. A 2015 peace deal ended a 20-month-long civil war, but has failed to stop unrest.
And the hatch now opening to the Soyuz MS-01 spacecraft.
A Soyuz space capsule carrying a three-person multinational crew docked with the International Space Station early Saturday, about 400 kilometers above the Earth. U.S. NASA astronaut Kathleen Rubens, Russian cosmonaut Anatoly Ivanishin, and Japanese astronaut Tayuka Onishi lifted off from Russia's space complex in Kazakhstan on Thursday. The crew will spend 4 months in the orbiter. At the Wimbledon Tennis Championships, Serena Williams won her seventh women's title and 22nd major overall by beating Angelique Kerber 7-5, 6-3. The top-seeded Williams won her first Grand Slam title since Wimbledon of last year. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.